Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, I need to know about the FAA. Was this a deal breaker? In other words, did the Democrats blink by allowing the FAA to reorganize its sequester cuts? Can other agencies do that, or does this break the deal but with the Republicans?
Well, look, I think what you saw with the FAA is just the tip of the iceberg for why the sequester was just the dumb idea of the last Congress, reaching out, it is dead hand of the last Congress reaching out to strangle economic growth and create a lot of problems. I wanted to see us do it the right way, the way we did it during the Clinton administration, where we kept investing in education and infrastructure and basic research to grow the economy and balance the budget over time the right way. With the FAA, you get put in the position of saying, do you want to inconvenience everybody who flies on an airplane to prove a point about how dumb the larger sequester is? In that case, you try to make it a little bit better where you can. But we've got much more work to do. I mean, there are thousands of kids getting kicked out of Head Start in New York. There are people at West Point facing furloughs and at the Air Wing at Stewart Air Base. All over the tower Dutchess County Airport may be closed. So we've got real impacts in the Hudson Valley that are just starting to show up, and we're going to see them over years because these are 10-year caps. So we've got to do better than the sequester. We should balance the budget, but we can continue to invest in growth and do it the right way. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, but when you say we should balance the budget, everybody wants to balance the budget, but how to do that is the question.
It's like the old joke that everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Yeah. Look, we balanced the budget in the Clinton administration. So, talk is cheap.
Yes, you did.
I agree with you. I mean, there is a blueprint for what works. And as Bill Clinton likes to say, there's only been four balanced budgets in our lifetime. LBJ had one in his last three. And the fact is you can control spending. You can cut waste and fraud and all this nonsense that goes on in the federal government. I'm part of the No Labels group. We've got an idea to implement the nonpartisan recommendations of the government services agency, the GSA, on all the waste and fraud that both parties ought to be able to agree on. I'm all for that. You bet. We did it. And these guys talk about it, but we did it. But if you're serious about balancing your books, you got to do it in a balanced way and put everything on the table. And that's what I'd like to see us do. And you can do it over time so that you continue to invest in your bridges and roads and your electrical grid and your water systems. You continue to invest in your airports like Stewart. You continue to support your schools and basic research so that we create the jobs of tomorrow. Look, I'm co-sponsoring the Made in America Manufacturing Act with Senator Gillibrand, which would do just this, public-private partnerships, returning manufacturing, creating jobs to the Hudson Valley. We can walk and chew gum at the same time, but we got to stop worshiping at this Tea Party altar of you can never ask the wealthiest to pay a little more in taxes, and you can never reform the tax code to bring in a little more revenue. We need to do both.
Now, what's the chance, Sean, that we can get some movement here? The Republicans clearly won't do some of the things they should do, and I think there's plenty of Democrats who are involved in this too, which is to make the tax code, for example, a lot fairer and therefore get some extra money.
Well, one of the reasons I joined the No Labels group is because I believe very strongly that Democrats and Republicans need to work together. I'm co-sponsoring right now a bunch of bills with my Republican colleagues in the House. I've got a bill to do something about the disability backlog, the claims backlog for veterans. I've got a bill on crop insurance. We're working together on the farm bill. We're working together on making our dams safer in the Hudson Valley. I mean, there are lots of things we can do together. If we just focus on the work, we'll find we're so busy we won't have any time to start fighting. And I think that if that's my approach. My approach is to be useful and to find ways like reforming the crop insurance program for the folks in Orange County, especially who need it working for them. That's where my time and energy is being placed. I want to keep the postal distribution center open in Newburgh for the hundreds of folks and families who depend on that place for their jobs. I'm worried about this Fortis Central Hudson merger that is going too fast and may not be good for our communities. And we can do this in a bipartisan way I'm not here to be, you know, on the red team or the blue team. I'm here to solve people's problems.
Would you be saying that if the Democrats were in control of the House?
I hope I would, and I hope I get that chance, because I think that we would work better with the other side. Now, there's lots of Democrats who are, you know, ideological too, and there's lots of Democrats that think they've got all the answers, and they're wrong. You know, I'm not one of those guys. I'm not here to carry anybody's water, Barack Obama or anybody else. I'm here to serve the people who sent me here, the taxpayers and citizens of the Hudson Valley. And if you look at my approach in the first 100 days, it has been to co-sponsor multiple pieces of legislation with Republicans that can pass and that will make a difference in our communities. And so I'm just one guy, but that's my approach. And I think there's a bunch of us who would do it. No Labels Group is a good way to start. And I hope the next time the Democrats get a turn at the wheel, we run this place better than it's going now. It can't get much worse. I mean, it can't get much worse than what's happening now, which is they are running this place right into the ground, and the American people have had it.
WAMC, a couple of years back, a while back, we had a little bit of an economic crisis. We did some layoffs. We did some tightening. And you know what? Everybody worked a little bit harder. How do we know that when you do the sequester, it's not ideal, I agree with you, but when you do the sequester, you won't find the same thing happening?
Well, look, there's going to be heroics. I mean, if you talk to the guys at West Point, they're going to figure it out. You know, the world will not stop turning on its axis. But the problem with sequester is that we could give the agencies more discretion. I support that, like we've done with the FAA, and they could implement the cuts more intelligently. So you wouldn't necessarily kick kids out of Head Start just because you had to, because you didn't have any flexibility. You might not go after services that are really critical to the community, like, you know, reimbursement rates for oncologists, which is going to be the next thing the Republicans realize they have to fix. So the problem with sequester is just this dumb across the board, you know, cut that throws out the baby with the bathwater. We've done this before, and there is a way to go intelligently into the agencies and say, yeah, take out a couple percentage points, take out a certain dollar amount, but let's do it smart and not hurt the good programs with the bad ones.
Sean Patrick Maloney, always great to talk to you and to learn what a new congressman thinks about the House of Representatives. We get a tremendous perspective from you, and we appreciate it very much. When we come back the next time, let's talk about the Social Security issue and whether or not some people who would like to change it, I think for the worst, will get their way, okay?
Great. Happy to do it.